Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Hafreilich in Chanukah, Agud in Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Sunday, Aleph Teves, Tavshin Pei Vav. I'd like to share with you what I shared with my kehila yesterday in the Jerusha. Hadavar bi'itay ma'atoiv. At my son's chasana, about 6 weeks ago, Berech, I gave out a special printing of the Jerushas of Reb Chaim Kreisworth, our Zayda, whom my son, the Chassan Chaim, is named after, called Chaim Lemoitziyayim, about close to 500 pages. And in one of the drushas, we divided it up amongst the Inyanim, and there are a few on Chanukah, two on Chanukah, but there's one that we put under the section of Torah that has to do with Chanukah as well. In Al Anisim, we say, "Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonayu Vanav." Matisyahu Vanav, who were they? They were the Yoshvei Bis Medrash. They were the Oiskei Seirasecha. They were the Chaloshim, the Ma'atim. How is it that they came to fight and be victorious and be Zoicha to a Nes over the Yavanim? So Rav Kreisler, the Chayin Lebracha, said, their Hatzlacha was because of their Mesiras Nefesh. They felt an Achrayis to Klal Yisrael. They felt an Achrayis to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They saw that Torah is being trampled and being destroyed. And as the Ramban in Parashas Vayechi says, if not for these Chasidei Elyon, kimat nishtacha Torah miYisrael, Torah al pi derech hateva would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And they felt that achrayis, and they went out with Mesiras Nefesh, even though they were not warriors. Sheva Levi doesn't go out to war. They were not warriors. But they went out with Mesiras Nefesh because they felt this achrayis. And the Zayd Zichrono Livracha says that any time a person wants to acquire something, there's a kinyan, there's a method of acquisition. A person wants to buy something, to purchase it, to acquire it. There's kesef, money, shtar. There's hagbah, there's mesira. Ha'isha niknes, anything a person wants to own and acquire, there's a kinyan, a method of acquiring it. Ruchnias also has a kinyan. If a person wants to be kaina ruchnias, he wants to actually acquire spirituality, there's a kinyan. What's the method of being kaina ruchnias? Dr. of Kreisworth, the method is Mesiras Nefesh. But Mesiras Nefesh is not a universal definition. Sometimes, like the Chashmonaim, it means really being Moser Nefesh, literally, putting one's life at risk. B'shas Hashmad, B'shas Gezerah, when Torah is in danger. But any time a worse person wants to learn Torah or acquire any milas in Ruchnias, it requires giving of something, a level of Mesiras Nefesh. That's the kinyan. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. But something has to be given. Something has to be given up from the person if he wants to acquire Torah and Ruchnias. What is Mesiras Nefesh? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos, Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye, Chof Amar Aleph, Maishna Rishonim Disrachish Lehunisa. Rav Papa asked Abaye, why is it that earlier generations experienced miracles? O Maishna Anan de Misrachish Lehunisa, and why is it that we do not experience miracles? And Rav Papa explained his question, Imishum Tnuyei, if it's because they learned more than us, it's not true. In the years of Rabbi Yehuda, all they learned was Seder Nezikin. And we learn all six Storim. When Rabbi Yehuda would get to the Mishnayis in Uksin in the end of Taharis, and he would say, Havayis the Rabbi Shmuel, Kachazina Hacha, he wouldn't be able to grasp it. He says, things are so unclear here. Vanan, we, says Rav Papa, Kamasin and Buksin, Tleiser Mesifta. We have 13 different versions of understanding Masechta Uksin. So we know more Torah than them. So why is it, asked Rav Papa to Abaye, that the earlier generations experienced Nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we do not? And Abaye answered him, Kamoya v'kamasri nafshayo kedushas Hashem. The answer is, the earlier generations may not have known as much Torah as we know, but they were moiser nefesh al kiddush Hashem, anan le'masrina nafshin al kiddushas Hashem, we do not. They were moiser nefesh al kiddush Hashem. When one is moiser nefesh, he experiences nisim. The Doris Achroinim, who were not moiser nefesh the same way, and that's what Abai was answering, even if you're going to point to things that we do that is Mesiras Nefesh, it's clearly not the same way as the earlier generations. We don't experience Nisim. You want an ace? Mesiras Nefesh is necessary. What is Mesiras Nefesh? If Chazal want to give us an example, a paradigm of Mesiras Nefesh, what are they referring to? Says the Gemara Vayter. The Gemara says, Ki hod Rav Ada bar Ava. Rav Ada bar Ava. The Godol Hador, Chazi Elahu Kusis, the Havalavisha Karbalosa Beshuka. He saw a Goyish, a lady. He thought she was a Jewish woman. He thought, Savar the Bas Yisrael Hava. And he saw her wearing a certain type of garment, as we'll say in a moment. And he went and he tore it off of her. What's going on here? Rav Ada bar Ava is like the patrol. Who was Rav Ada bar Ava? Rav Ada bar Ava was the Godol Hador. He was the Mamala Mokim of Rebbe Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yoim Shemes Reb Rabbeinu Noila Rav Ada bar Ava. V'karu Allah V'zorach HaShemesh V'vo HaShemesh. He was the Godol Hador after Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What did he do a whole day? He sat in the Bis Medrash. He learned. He taught Talmidim. And then one day he's told, there's a lady wearing a certain beged. What was she wearing? According to the Rambam, Tshuvas HaGoyinim, it was shatnez. Shatnez. And he went and he says, someone's wearing shatnez? He tore it off of her. According to the Aruch, it was a bright red beged. A beged of pritzus. But Bnei Yisrael don't wear those types of begadim. And therefore he went and he ripped it off of her. What was the Mesiras Nefesh? The Mesiras Nefesh was that he had to pull himself away from his Gemara. He had to pull himself away from his Talmidim. This is what his job was. This is what he was Isaac in. His Mesiras Nefesh was to pull himself away from the Gemara. Why? Because someone's doing an Aveira of wearing shatness. And according to the second shot, even more so. Pritzus. Can you imagine what it is? Rav Ada bar Ava, a Kaddish Vitar, to have to go anywhere near an Isha Prutza, let alone get so close to tear the beged off of her. It was Mesiras Nefesh. That was his Mesiras Nefesh. And when the Gemara wants to bring a paradigm of Mesiras Nefesh, it brings Rav Ada bar Ava. That, said Abaye, is the type of Mesiras Nefesh that brings Nisim. Because when a person is willing to give up from their learning, from their prestige, probably people had tainas on him. What's it, your business? It's between her and Hashem. How do they say it today? Mind your own business. It's between me and Hashem. No. Rav Ada bar Ava understood that something has to be done here. It bothered him so much, the Kvod Shamayim, that an Aveira, whether it's Shatnez, whether it's Pritzos, is being done before Hesia. And Rav Kreisworth, it's not for today. He talks about, could be this was the first time it ever happened, and it was a Pirtza that had to be stopped. But however you understand it, it bothered him so much that he gave up from his learning. He gave up from his covet. He probably gave up from his ruchnius by getting anywhere near her. But that's what you do for Kvayit Shabayim. And that, said Abaye, is the type of Mesiras Nefesh that brought Nisim. What type of Nisim? I neglected before to mention. Rav Yehuda, who was the earlier generation, Rav Papa's question. In those days when there was a drought, they made a tiny sibur. Took off your shoes, like we do on Tisha B'Av. Rav Yehuda would take off one shoe, a little bit of discomfort, already it poured. And we are mitzar ourselves. And we cry out, V'les demashkech bon. and it doesn't work. That's the nisim that happen to those who are meiser nefesh al kiddush Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers them. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them hatzlocha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them siyata d'shmaya. Why? Because Hashem's covet bothers them. Hashem's covet bothers them to the degree they're willing to be meiser nefesh. Rabbi Adabrava had his mesiras nefesh. And Dr. Kreisworth, that was the chashmenoim as well. The chashmenoim. They saw what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash. They saw what was happening to Torah. And they went literally to be meiser nefesh. How are they going to win? They're pashut be ma'abed atzman ladas, committing suicide. Doesn't make a difference. There's no cheshbainus. We're willing to literally be meiser nefesh. And when a person's ready to be meiser nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, whatever mesiras nefesh means in his situation, Kadosh Baruch Hu performs nisim. That's the lesson of Chanukah. That's the lesson of the Chashmenoim. Mesiras nefesh, giving up from oneself for the covet of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam v'tayrasai, that brings nisim. As I mentioned in the Meshech Chochma Shir last week, and afterwards, I made it into just the first 3 minutes to a small clip that went around. Cleveland has suffered over the last few weeks. V'achid, as Shloishes Haroyim B'Yerach Echad, the Novi Zechariah says, I'm going to take away from you 3 shepherds in 1 month. And 2 of them were niftar during Chanukah. During Kislev, Rabbi Abba Spiro, Zechariah Levracha, was niftar, one of the early pioneers and miyastim of so many different things here in Cleveland. And last week on Chanukah, Rabbi David Lippins and Rabbi Merl Chadoiv, Kovel, as we lovingly called him, Uncle Murray, were niftar on Chanukah. We're niftar on Chanukah. And I'm not talking on a personal note of me personally, but on a personal note for our kehila of Beis Daniel. Uncle Murray was a person who davened by us, who loved davening by us. Wasn't his kavua de kashul, he had his other minyanim. But in later years, when he wasn't able to get to his minyanim, he used to come daven by us. And then, further down the line, he used to come with his portable oxygen, the electronic little oxygen he brought with him. Later on, 1 oxygen tank had to be wheeled behind him. Sometimes 2 oxygen tanks. He had to come on a Shabbos, switch the tanks in the middle of davening. When he wasn't able to come Shabbos or Yontif anymore, he always came Rosh Chodesh. His son brought him. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was his birthday, got an aliyah. The last time he was by us was Rosh Chodesh Elul, who gave him an aliyah. He would call me up many times on Fridays and say, David Aaron, you have a place for me tomorrow? If I could get somebody to bring me over with all my stuff. Very often he didn't end up coming, he wasn't feeling well. But he wanted to come. And on a shul level, the loss of Uncle Murray is very personal for us. But I want to point out, these 3 Rayim, these 3 people, each one of them, many milas as we talked about in the Meshech Chochma Shir very bekitzer. But what I'll focus on now is that each of them in their Mikdash Ma'at, that Mikdash Ma'at was in different places, Young Israel, Shemir Shabbos, Vasikin Minyan, each one in their Mikdash Ma'at, were looking to make it a better place for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just like the Chashmenoim wanted to make sure there's Ashoas Hashchina, each of these people in their Mikdash Ma'at were looking to see how could we improve? How could we improve davening? How could we improve the Avira? How could we get more people here? Each of them were worried about the menorah representing Torah. How can we bring shiurim, dafayoymi, other shiurim, rabbonim, etc. and etc. Each of them were meiser nefesh for their shul, for their mikdash mat, for mekaymes kedoshim, mesiras nefesh with money, mesiras nefesh with time, mesiras nefesh with bizyonis, mesiras nefesh, as we said, doesn't have one uniform definition, but one who feels an achrayis to his sibur, to his kehila, to Klal Yisrael, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to Kvayit Shamayim, is Meiser Nefesh. He gives up to make sure, let's make it the best way we can. And each of these three, Dr. Spiro, Mr. Lippins, Mr. Koval, this is what their lives were about, Mesiras Nefesh. And that's why they had so much Siyata Deshmaya and Atzlacha, that the Cleveland of today was built on their Mesiras Nefesh. Our Kehila, we stand on their shoulders. Our Kehila is only around because there were people like them who invested in their Kehila, invested in Cleveland, and invested in the Rabbeinu Shalom. And they had Siyata Deshmaya from that. And Cleveland was built and continues to be built. We stand on their shoulders. That's luck of our own Kehila, of people who yesterday were in the room, who are integral to making our Kehila successful, Bli Ayin Hara, myself included, is only because we were inspired by these people who came before us. We saw how they built shuls. We saw how they took achrayas. We saw how they were meiser nefesh. And they taught us how to do it. Maybe not to the same level. We're a dar later. It's a different Cleveland. Don't need as much mesiras nefesh. We're like the dar of Rapapa and Abayi compared to the dar of Rebbe Yehuda. But we were inspired by them. We were inspired by them. And we live off of their mesiras nefesh. And is it the end of an era, some want to say? I would say it's not the end of an era. Baruch Hashem, there are still people from that tekufa. There are still royim of that tekufa. Yibaldem Chaim L'Chaim, my father, Zolzayin Gezunt and Stark. Yibaldem Chaim L'Chaim, Uncle Jake, Zolzayin Gezunt and Stark. That's just in our shul. The era's not over. It's a great blow, a shloishes haroim, b'yerach echad. But the legacy continues. The legacy of what they invested in themselves, in the Rebbeinu Shalom. We are those nisim. We are the nisim that they experienced. Their mesiras nefesh is what caused us, whether it's our kehila specifically, or the entire Cleveland, the Yirat Torah, v'chesed is today, is because people like that were meiser nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shalom v'teirasai. And we stand on their shoulders. And Bez Hashem, we should be zoicha to be inspired by them. They are the Chashmonaim of their time, the Chashmonaim of Cleveland. And they were Nifter and Kislev, and two, Rab David and Rab Chadoiv, Nifter and Chanukah itself. Those two were actually in Cleveland, Nifter. And Chanukah itself. Because they live the ideals of the Chashmonaim. Cleveland today may know much more Torah than it did in those days. There's much more Torah. But the Siyata Deshmaya and the Hatzlacha that they experienced is very hard for us to match. Because they live the Mesiras Nefesh of Kvod Shamayim. What could we do for the Rabbeinu Shalom? What could we do for our shul? What could we do for our yeshiva? What could we do for the kashrus in Cleveland? What could we do to make the shul davening? Mert Chadoiv, Kavod HaTvila, not talking during davening. Goyarim boy. You don't want to hear his goyarim boy. Why? He didn't care about anything else other to be zoyin for the Rabbi Nishlam, to be zoyin for a shul. These people, there was nothing too low. Take out the garbage, clean up, etc. and etc. Why? Because this is what we do. We take achrayas and we give up from ourselves, and that's why they experience nisim. We are their nisim. We are their legacy. And halavai, we should be able to live up to it and inspire the next generation and inspire our children to also realize what it means to take achrayas for Klal Yisrael. And halavai, we should be able to learn from them. That itself would be al ilui for their neshamas. And Bez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoyimer L'tzareseinu Dai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, it's enough. Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to see Yeshuais. Shlecha to see Nisim, and Be'ez Hashem see the greatest nes, the coming of Mashiach, the Tchias HaMesim, won't be able to thank these heroes, these Chashmeinayim, that Baruch Hashem were able to see their Peiris B'chayayim, and will Be'ez Hashem continue to enjoy the Schar of their Peiris, the Nisim, who we are, if we're able to go in their paths, be inspired by them, they will continue to have Meridikas Chusim in Gan Eden, and in turn, they'll be a Melech Yosher for us, for our Kehila, for Gans Cleveland, of course, for their respective shuls, their mishpachas, and Be'ez Hashem, they will go and say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we were so worried about Kvayt Shamayim while we were alive. Lama yoimru agoyim ayeye lo yeheyem. Ve'lekeinu v'ashamayim kol asher chofetz osa. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, asei l'man shemecha. Bring the geula already. Bring the greatest Kvayt Shamayim that we were looking so hard to create. Bring that Kvayt Shamayim with the coming of Mashiach. Bimheirav yameinu amen. Kol tov. Afreilich and Chanukah. And agot and chaydish.